Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're turning a simple jungle air horn hit into something way more useful, a sliced, crunchy, pliable texture that behaves like a bassline weapon. The goal here is not just to trigger a loud sample and call it a day. We want a sound that can answer the drums, lock into the groove, and bring that raw jungle attitude without stepping on the sub. By the end, you should have a horn part that feels like it belongs in a proper drum and bass arrangement, whether that's a dark roller, a jungle switch-up, or a heavy drop section. First, let's choose the source. You want an air horn, rave stab, brass hit, or shouted sample with a strong transient and enough character to cut through a busy mix. If it already sounds rough, great. If it sounds clean, we'll dirty it up ourselves. Set your project tempo to around 174 BPM, because that's the sweet spot for this kind of DNB phrasing. That tempo makes the rhythm feel natural right away, especially when you start chopping against kick, snare, and breakbeats. Put the sample on an audio track and trim it tightly so it starts exactly on the transient. This is one of those small details that makes a big difference. In drum and bass, especially jungle or darker styles, loose samples can smear into the snare space and make the whole phrase feel messy. Tight source material gives you a much cleaner starting point. Now open the sample in Simpler. This is where the fun starts. Twitch Simpler into slice mode. If the horn has a very clear attack, transient slicing is a great starting point. If you want more control over the rhythm, manual slicing can work better. The idea is to turn one horn hit into something you can actually play like an instrument. Once you've got slices, play through them and listen for different personalities. You may find one slice that has the strongest attack, one that has a dirtier tail, and one that has a more nasal or resonant tone. Those differences matter. In a DNB context, slice choice can become your main expression control, not just the effects. Think of it like selecting different vocal takes for different emotional moments. If the sample feels too polite, add a little drive inside Simpler and shape the envelope so it behaves more like a stab than a full sustained sample. Keep the attack fast, usually almost immediate. Use a short decay if you want crisp punctuation, or a slightly longer decay if you want the horn to feel more like a phrase. Release should stay controlled so the sound doesn't cut off too harshly. And keep polyphony tight, usually 1 to 4 voices, so the part stays focused and punchy. Now we build the crunchy texture. After Simpler, add some stock Ableton effects. A really solid starting chain is Saturator, then Drum Bus, then EQ8, then Auto Filter, and if you want extra grit, Redux or Erosion. You do not need to max anything out. We want edge, density, and attitude, not total destruction. Start with Saturator. A few dB of drive is often enough to thicken the midrange and help the horn cut through the break. Soft clip can help keep things under control. Then move to Drum Bus. Use drive carefully and keep boom low or off, because the horn should not compete with the sub. If the transient is too spiky, tame it a little. If it needs more bite, give it a touch more attack. After that, use EQ8 to clean the sound up. High pass it so it stays out of the low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz depending on the source. If it's boxy, cut a bit in the low mids. If it needs presence, add a small boost in the upper mids. And if it gets harsh, ease off around the painful high mid zone. Auto filter is where you add movement. A filter sweep can turn the horn from a static hit into something that feels alive. A band pass sweep into the drop works really well for tension. A low pass opening can also create a nice sense of arrival. If you want more digital grime, a little redux can give it that chopped, sample rate degraded texture that feels right at home in jungle and old school DNB. At this point, don't think of the horn as a one-shot anymore. Think phrase engine. That's the mindset shift. We want the horn to respond to the drums and bass, not just sit on top of them. Open a MIDI clip and write a short 1-bar or 2-bar pattern. Try placing hits on the off beats, on the end of one, just after beat 2, or as a pickup into the next bar. Leave holes on purpose. In drum and bass, space is part of the bounce. If the horn is hitting constantly, it flattens the groove. A good starting idea is to have one short stab early in the bar, then a second hit that answers the snare, and then a longer accent or tail before the next phrase. You can also treat the horn like a call and response element with the bass line. Let the bass say something, then let the horn answer. That's a classic DNB relationship, and it keeps the arrangement feeling musical instead of random. If you have a sub underneath, keep the horn out of the low end lane. The sub should own the bottom. The horn should live in the mid-range and upper mid-range, where it can act like a melodic percussion hit. That separation is what keeps the mix heavy and clear. Now add movement over time. Static stabs get old fast, even if they sound good at first. Automate the auto filter cutoff over a few bars. Map saturation drive to a macro and push it harder in fills. Shorten or lengthen decay for different phrases. You can also automate dry slash wet on a subtle echo, if you want a tail that appears only in certain moments. Small changes like this make the part feel performed instead of copied and pasted. If you're using an instrument rack, set up macros for things like crunch amount, filter cutoff, decay, stereo width, or reverb send. That makes the sound easy to play live and easy to vary across your arrangement. One really effective move is to make a darker, more filtered version for the build-up, then open it up and saturate it harder right on the drop. That contrast feels huge without needing a totally different sound. Stereo control is important here. Horns can get wide fast, and that can weaken the center of your mix if you're not careful. Use utility to keep the main horn centered or at least under control. If you add width through delay or reverb, do it on a return or a separate layer, not by bloating the main stab. Check it in mono from time to time. If the sound falls apart in mono, it's probably too wide or too effect heavy. For arrangement, think like a real record. Don't just loop the same horn figure forever. Use it to mark sections. In the intro, tease it with filtered hits every few bars. In the first drop, let it answer the bass line. In the mid-drop, make it more percussive or reduce the rhythm. In the breakdown, stretch it out with reverb and filtering so it becomes atmosphere. Then bring back the heavy, crunchy version in the second drop with maybe a slightly different slice pattern. A good DNB arrangement often uses small changes every 8 bars. You might swap one slice, change the last note, alter the filter opening, or leave one extra rest before the phrase comes back in. Those little shifts stop the loop from feeling static and help the track breathe. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, too much low end in the horn. High pass it properly so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. Second, too much width. Keep the center clean. Third, over distorting until it turns into mush. Crunch is good, collapse is not. Fourth, ignoring the groove. If the horn doesn't work with the break, no amount of sound design will save it. And fifth, too much reverb in drum and bass. A little space goes a long way. If you want to go further, try building 2 or even 3 variations from the same source. Make one clean and tight, one gritty and aggressive, and one dark and filtered. Or layer a clean attack, a crunchy mid layer, and a noisy filtered tail. That kind of multi-layer approach can make the sound feel bigger and more controllable across different parts of the track. Another smart move is to resample the processed horn once it sounds good. Print it to audio, then chop that new version. Resampling can give you more organic artifacts and faster workflow, and it often sounds more alive than endlessly tweaking a live chain. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 1-bar horn stab pattern at 174 BPM using simpler slice mode. Make one version that is clean, tight, and mid-focused. Make a second version that is heavier, with more saturator, drum bus, and redux. Then write a simple call and response pattern against a kick and snare loop. Put one version on the first couple bars, then switch to the crunchier one. Automate either the filter cutoff, saturation, or decay. Finally, check the result in mono and remove anything that masks the sub or snare. The main takeaway is simple. Don't treat the jungle air horn like a random sample. Turn it into a playable, crunchy, rhythm-aware instrument. Use simpler slice mode for control. Shape the tone with stock Ableton effects, protect the mix with good low-end discipline, and place the horn like a hook or a phrase in the arrangement. If you get the slice, crunch, and phrasing right, this can become one of those signature sounds that instantly gives your DNB track identity. Now go build it, make it rude, and let that horn talk back to the drums.